B-Pod Studios.
It's a Rap Party Podcast, everybody, for your Tuesday, January 98th.
January 98th. Yeah.
It feels like it.
And it's January 28th, my dad's birthday today.
Oh, cool.
Which I posted a photo of me and him and my sister on Instagram celebrating his birthday.
But you actually explained it this time.
I explained my sister. I was missing my sister in the other photo. Anyways, before we get into this whole thing, which you've already heard if you listen to the full show, I want to say awesome and congratulations. Awesome job, and thank you. Big congratulations to our listeners for making us the number two show.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we're number two.
Well, look, producer Nicole's not amused by this. She's normally part of the number one
show
with Bob.
Number one or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I'm like, listen, we're first place losers. That's awesome.
In all fairness, when you left Bob, you guys weren't number one up there in Raleigh, were you?
No.
Pick your demo.
But I'm not a whatchamacallit.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Yes, it's either
one or none.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily. I like the growth that we've had. That's dope.
It's huge, yeah.
But I think that we don't gloat until we're number one.
That's
oh,
true.
Really?
But we're going to.
Like I am.
If you think about it this way, though, and we've done these podcasts before. We did one like either last week or the week before where we just basically broke down radio.
Mm-hmm.
But in this radio market, Charlotte.
To be number two is huge.
Name all the big shows here.
Gosh, we got the big syndicated John Boy and Billy, the big syndicated Bob and Sherry. We got the big syndicated Ace and TJ. We got Woody and Wilcox, which is syndicated.
They
I
just
think,
picked
in
up more cities, yep.
That is true. There's so many shows compared to like in Raleigh, you had maybe two or three live morning shows. The rest were syndicated from other cities.
We have live major shows that we compete against. And by the way, they have way bigger staffs than we do.
Yeah.
They actually have staffs to get things done. We give Nicole some paper clips and say, good luck. Hope you can build something with this.
Goes, what do you want
yeah, you do.
These?
Make us number one.
I have to have a meeting about them.
Yeah. So, I'm excited that we're number two. By the way, that was for the entire year. There were some months that we were number one, looking at like...
Was there?
June, October, May, April. There was a lot of months we were number one, but I guess because, there was a bad month.
There was a couple of months we were like July, but that's when everybody goes on vacation, yeah. Including us.
There was in December didn't do us, but in December everyone listens to Christmas Station.
Yeah.
So... But we were number one for a good bit of the year, and then the average got to number two. But I think it's awesome to say thank you for making us the number two show.
Yeah, I do too.
And if we go on the radio and say that we're number one, just know that we're lying.
Which y'all do.
Which we do all the time.
Watch out for number one. Don't step in number two.
Well, we were number one in... Nope. Okay.
And when was the last time we were number one?
Just kidding.
I mean, for average for the year? Or
well, no, the last month.
Oh, the last month that we were number one...
That we can brag about. Because we'll make like we'll have
October.
Our voice guy, the number one morning show in October. Maybe in the
ring. That was the nearest month. We had a good. It seems like in the thick of it, we get good. And then anytime like the school gets involved or school's out or whatever,
that's understandable. Yeah. We're also the youngest show and the newest Phil show in the city.
Phil and Mel is now younger than us.
Well, but Phil and Mel. Technically, are older. I mean, like we're the youngest leaning show,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and we're also, yeah, you're right, Phil and Mel, and then a lot of the urban stations like Ricky Smiley's in town.
Yeah, he's new to the city.
Steve and the Showgram.
Yeah,
Steve Harvey and the Showgram.
That's fine.
Okay, where do you want to start? Let's start where.
I don't want to bring up my sister. Thing.
No, we beat that. We beat that up pretty good.
I'm done with
your vague booking, but I want to talk more about Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And because I brought up something on the show this morning and I feel like I didn't even really get to finish my thought, and Loren kind of jumped on me and told me I was wrong for thinking that. Go back and listen to the tape.
Okay.
But I said that Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other people were killed on that helicopter. And I said the one thing from being home yesterday sick I did was watch a lot of ESPN and a lot of sports shows. And from teammates to coaches to friends, they were all asked to come on and speak about Kobe. And Kobe as a player, Kobe as a dad, Kobe as a friend, as a father. What they weren't asked to speak about were the seven others on the helicopter.
Right.
And what I thought
a lot of them did, though,
was interesting was that they all did, Loren, and they all got it out right off the bat. Like, very tragic for Kobe, and let's not forget seven other people who lost their lives. Then they went on to forget the seven other people that lost their lives. That was my point, was like, they are being told to say this. They don't really care about the seven other people unless they knew the coach or they knew the person that, you know.
I don't know if I'd use the term they don't care. I just think that's not the talking piece of the time.
Exactly. So yeah. it was almost like, my point was, it was almost like saying it just to say it. That's the vibe I got yesterday.
You think that's messed up?
You think it was disingenuous?
I think it's disingenuous. It's almost like we've been told by a soldier that says, don't tell me thanks for the service doesn't mean anything anymore. Doesn't mean anything to me. Thank you for your, because when we see somebody, a military person, we go up and hug them and say, thank you for your service.
What are you supposed to, well, I don't typically hug them. But
well, no, now with the corona, you don't know what you do. But
yeah, but what do you typically, what do you say to them?
I don't know. But somebody.
What do you say? Hey, you get good parking at Harris Teeter.
Well, you rock.
You rock.
You kick ass.
Okay.
You know, he said, thank you for your service. To me, at this point, is just lip service.
Really?
And that's kind of the vibe I got yesterday, which I don't know why I was hung up on it. I'm hung up on weird things, and I apologize. Maybe it's because I'm on this side of it, and I know going in, like, we have pre-meetings, you know. Okay, don't forget, when you go on ESPN and you're talking about Kobe, make sure you mention the others. You have to, or you're going to get slammed.
Okay, sure. So how about this? I'm going to say something that's not popular either. I think it's extremely, unless you knew Kobe Bryant personally, I think it is extremely selfish to try to make the situation about you and how it destroyed your entire day when there's other people that are hurting 1,000 times worse than you are. So for me, and I'm not jumping on you, but for you to come in here and say, like, well, maybe I was just sick to my stomach yesterday. You honestly don't have the right to be sick to your stomach.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
No, and I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But to me, I think it's more of the news of it and the shock that made me sick to my stomach. Not the emotional.
You can be sick to your stomach, but not to the point where it would make you sick enough not to come into work. And I'm not saying that was the situation, but you said maybe that was.
Maybe.
So
my stomach was a mess when I woke up that morning after dealing with it all day. I don't know what to tell you. And I didn't have a fever, so I don't think I was sick.
Right.
But I was sick to my stomach. And I've been sick to my stomach before, where I got news that was so gut-punching and so awful, I puked.
Yeah.
And, you know, 9/11 was another moment where I was sick to my stomach over something.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, when there were people.
Shaq,
right.
Vanessa,
the kids, the other families on the copter, like the pilot's family, like all those people, they have a right to be sick to their stomach and like stop their entire lives over it. And I just think it's disingenuous that people are like, couldn't come to work over it.
Kyrie, you are so heartless, Lorraine.
No,
I don't know. Like, and maybe
that's
I am.
Selfish.
I've lost somebody that I was extremely close to. And like, if somebody.
You're talking about your dad?
Yeah. And if somebody was like, I was so choked up over Lorraine's dad, I'm like, but were you like.
Oh, yeah, no, for 100%. But to be fair, I think, I would think that in your adult life, most people have lost someone very close to them, whether it's a father figure, a mother figure, a friend, no matter who it is, that the feeling you can tell when someone's not being genuine to, you know, your own personal situation. But it's really weird when you're heartbroken or your emotions are all over the place over someone you don't know, like someone like Kobe Bryant, someone like Mac Miller, you know, just like different things. But I think that that's a testimony to like the service and the work that these, whether it's, I don't know, like some actors may influence, but like for me growing up an athlete, you know, everything I did, I wanted to be like Kobe. Like,
sure.
I would, you know, I would also be willing to say that my work ethic and how I work stems from the Kobe mentality of outwork everybody and this and that. So I think there's a
I couldn't miss an opportunity.
Anyways,
I'm not trying to take anything away from like what a figure he was. I'm just saying, unless you have that personal connection with him, I think it is selfish to try to make it about you.
Yeah,
100%. When there's other people hurting. 100%. Like, actually hurting
that,
over it.
That would almost be like if Manny took yesterday off and posted a picture of him in a Lakers jersey and
just can't pull myself out of bed today.
And like made it about him without paying respect to the families who they're like, because for me, I realized, and I told him this when he came in today, I realized that from the moment I found that news out when I was at my mom's until dinner yesterday, I hadn't eaten anything more than like a couple of like snacks or like fruit or whatever. And I realized that I was like, it made me sick and I lost my appetite over it, thinking of, I can't stop thinking about Vanessa.
Sure. You should absolutely be sick to your stomach over the fact that somebody lost somebody. But like to make it about you, I think is just selfish.
Absolutely.
And I can't, and I didn't, when I said that I might've been sick to my stomach, I was trying to figure out, 'cause I never had a fever. You know, and it was more of a grumbly stomach than, you know, a violently throwing up flu type situation. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, you know, maybe it was just because I was just physically tight, physically tense. And, you know, everybody's body's different.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. Kyrie Irving and Kobe were very tight, good friends. Kyrie plays for the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie showed up at the Madison Square Garden for Sunday night's game. And went home, didn't play, and cried. Yep. Is that selfish that he didn't play
for
his team?
No, he has a personal connection with
him. That's a good friend.
They were friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the NBA? Should the NBA have canceled all the games on Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Because players were visibly crying on the court.
Did they? I don't think they did they?
No, they didn't. Should they have?
No.
If they knew them personally, they knew him personally and that's what they were feeling, like maybe, like, I'm not saying you shouldn't have emotion about it. That's not what I'm saying. I just think.
No, but I want your opinion on that. Should the NBA have canceled games?
No, I don't think they should have.
It would be
if the Lakers are canceling. So that's fine. I get that.
But that would be like some new guy who's like first year in the league, showed up to the game and
Kobe
and of course he idolized Kobe. Everyone who has ever played a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
In their entire life idolizes Kobe. But that would be like, I think what Lauren is saying is if someone who only knew him as a role model, yes, you played in the same league, but that doesn't mean you're close to him, showed up and like laid out on the floor, cried, got spectators and stuff to record him. And then what's going viral next is, JJ Redick loses his mind, or not JJ, because JJ probably knew Kobe, but like someone who's new, you know, like, crying and throwing a temper tantrum or something at that. That's selfish.
Yeah, exactly. So my then follow-up would be, Roy, you can jump in. I know you're not a big sports fan, but you can jump in. Because Kyrie Irving is the Nets' best player. And so is it fair for the Nets and the fans to lose their best player and still play the game? Because Kyrie couldn't hold it together emotionally. Like, the Nets went on to lose to the Knicks, and chances are we would have won if Kyrie played.
Yeah, I think it. Oh, wait, Kyrie, rephrase the question, because I think I want to answer it the right way.
Should the NBA have canceled the games so that a team like the Nets doesn't lose its best player?
No, especially not when people are taking management load days. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if you want to sit out because you're just overwhelmed, like, that's cool. You can do that. That's your right.
And I guarantee you the fans understand.
Yeah.
Because if you're a basketball fan, it doesn't matter what team you root for. You've rooted for Kobe at one point.
But so, the game
I did for Team
canceled.
USA twice.
The fella Kyrie
Irving, who, by the way, graduated Duke and also is the same guy who said the world is flat.
Okay.
If that so rings a bell. Remember that?
Yeah. Okay. So he was so sad he couldn't play, and then because he couldn't play, they lost?
That there's an argument to be made that the Nets lost because their best player wasn't on the floor.
And he didn't know Kobe.
He did know Kobe.
Oh, he did know Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems weird to halt everything just because one guy's sad.
Okay. I mean, it's, you know, it's just really going around. So that's a conversation that's being being talked about at bars and by sports people.
I don't really,
though,
subscribe to the whole parasocial one-sided relationships. Like, I was so invested in this idea and character that I became to love, and that personally devastated me of a loss. The situation's sad, but I don't.
What are you saying?
Like, there's a lot of people who are so, like, they feel like they know Kobe.
Like what Lorraine was saying.
Yeah, and it's a parasocial relationship. You don't know him.
Yeah, well, people want to, the social media era that we're in, like, people want people to know that they're
sad.
Yeah, or like, you know, like they want.
I knew him better than you. Is that
I was sad.
Saying?
Yeah,
you
know,
kind of.
And I know this is all things you've said, but yeah, yesterday, I don't know anything about sports, but the idea that somebody could be in a car accident and lose the dad and the daughter is heartbreaking.
Right.
You know what somebody said? Leaving the house and coming back is never a guarantee.
Yeah.
And that shook me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my son goes on the bus.
That's what Nicole was saying yesterday at the top of the show when we were talking about this. She said, you know, my mom didn't want me to leave to drive back from Raleigh, or not Raleigh.
From Green Sea, South Carolina.
Yeah.
2.5 hours that I've driven however many times.
Because that's normal for her. Yeah. Like, this helicopter ride was normal for Kobe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also admitted yesterday that you text a lot while driving.
Yeah.
Ren doesn't even look up. I drive 485 with her, and I'll see her with her head down. I go, oh, she must have a periscope where she's looking out of.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, I mean, there's definitely been times, like, and I'm more guilty of reading. Like, I'm very guilty. If I get an email or something, I'll, like, have it up and read it while driving. And it's like, why? I don't know why I feel the need to do that. And so I obviously made a point after that where I was like, all right, like that's something so selfish and so stupid that I do.
I could just wait.
That can, because it can wait. And it's like, and it also goes, and I read this one thing about work emails at home. Like, it's the same mentality that, like, work has given us now, is that you have to respond, or, oh, the first one to respond is, you know, better than whatever. And it's like, no. Like, if you want to go home and be with your family, be with your freaking family.
Unless we need you.
Yeah. I mean, I was at a birthday party on Sunday, and I was trying to keep up with it. And Amanda's like, can you please with the phone? I'm like, babe, I just want to connect. I didn't know I wasn't coming in on Monday. I was like, I just want to make sure that, like, we're on top of this. And we did a great job social media wise. Mm-hmm. You know?
You know, have you ever done that also thing where you be driving down the road and when you get there, you don't know how you got there? I do that quite a bit.
Just zone out? I do.
You just zone out. Like, I wasn't looking
down.
That
is so fucking dangerous. I can't believe you just admitted to that.
So, yeah. No, I think I read somewhere that there's, like...
Oh, my God.
There's actually, like, I think 4 or 6 different things that you can zone out and actually still do. Sex was one of them. Driving was one of them. And I can't remember the other one.
Purchasing something on Amazon?
Probably. By the way, to be clear, it's not like I'm on my phone. It's just, like, I get into my own thoughts. And I'm driving thinking about something. Yeah. And then when I get there, I'm like, I don't even remember 77. I hope I didn't kill someone.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It happens to me all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even need to text and drive. I have my own brain.
I have my own distractions. Yeah. I don't need my phone to distract me. Well, and then I don't know how much you got into it yesterday, but more information came out about Kobe and his pilot. And I'm afraid, Nicole, I'm afraid that what's going to come out is that I hate to use the word force, but maybe the pilot, and this is all just speculation, but from what I understand is there's instrument flight rules where you fly using your instruments. There's visual flight rules on a day like today here in Charlotte. It's beautiful. And if you were in a helicopter, you could see 77, 485, the Bank of America Stadium. That's your visuals. And then there's special visual flight rules, which that's what grounded all the helicopters except Kobe's. And my dad, as a retired pilot, said that he wouldn't have asked for visual flight rules. He just would have waited for the fog to dissipate as a commercial airline pilot.
So special flight rules is like what they give just to VIPs if they want to break the rules?
Basically, okay. Yeah. And he was such – and he was allowed that because he had so many hours of flying that he was granted the special visual. And you have to wonder, my dad said, as a pilot, like, I don't think he took it upon himself to say – and it's all, again, speculation, like, you know, I'm going to do this without running it past – the people he was flying with.
Yeah.
Or unless it was recommended to him by somebody, we got this, let's roll.
Or like you're saying, like if Kobe said, hey, I mean, we got to get there, get going.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I bet they'll start putting
I bet they'll start putting black boxes in helicopters.
I can't believe they don't have to have black boxes in helicopters.
I bet they'll start doing that. It's a digital recording device. Oh. It records all your instruments.
I found the quote or the meme that, or not meme, but it's a quote meme that's being shared. It says, "To feel affected by a death of someone you don't know is to realize that our reach, our impact, our energy extends beyond the circle we perceive to be our own. A reminder to be careful with words, to love and to accept, share, inspire, and live an authentic life. After all, life is fleeting and you are powerful."
And that's what it should be. It just shouldn't be like, it's not about you when somebody loses.
I didn't get that. I don't know.
To be honest, it would be like if one of us died and one of our P1s would feel like they're hurt. But yeah. that's the gist of it.
Well, I want them to be hurt if I die.
Listen, Roy wants you to throw yourself on his casket.
And like, Manny doesn't want to die with someone famous.
I can't. I said that on the air this morning. I can't. I would be so mad if I was on the plane with someone more famous than me.
I'm not
or their parent. How much would that suck?
My ego's not that bad, but I do want to die. If I'm going to die on a plane, I do want there to be like a change.
You want it to be for a reason.
I do.
Well, hey, look, with your farm tractor accident, did the manufacturer make any changes?
No, they didn't make any changes. Well, one, it should be the laws, and the laws didn't change.
Okay.
But there's now, they issued a special guidance is what they did. Oh, big whoop. That's pretty much an email that everyone who owned an amusement park had to read.
We're 20 minutes into this on Kobe on the Rap Party podcast, and I didn't even get to the other stuff we wanted to talk about.
What other stuff do you want to talk about?
I got to go for my voice track.
We'll get into it tomorrow because we could do it tomorrow on the podcast, but I wonder what each one of us thinks, Nicole included, is different about the show when one of us is missing. And who that and how it works when one of us is missing.
Different?
Yeah. Like our boss came in, Quagmire, and he said during commercial, the show was really good yesterday. And then Manny came back today and like, you know.
Well, it is less talky.
It's less talky. There's not three voices.
I feel like the laughs aren't as good when there's only two. I think laughs on the radio sound better when there's three laughs.
I agree with that because we're all playing off of someone else.
Yeah, but I want to get to the good stuff. Like, Loren, who would you rather not be here, Roy or me?
Well, why do I? I don't want to. I'm not playing that game.
Why are you not playing that game?
You search.
The answer for me is Loren. I could work with Loren all day.
You want me gone?
Yeah, you, I don't mind.
You.
When Nicole, if Nicole's not here, I get mad because nobody answers the phones.
Okay. So in your case, who do you want to leave?
Well, nobody. I'm just saying. It's just, you know, just the dynamics of it.
Is it you're okay if Loren's here?
I don't like when you're not here.
You don't like when I'm not
here.
You've
said the same thing wrong two times.
See,
I'm saying I don't like when you're not here, but given the two, I don't mind working with Loren because I think the guy-girl combo is better than the guy-guy combo.
So you're saying that you don't want me gone, but if you had to work with someone, you'd rather work with Loren more than me.
I find it easier.
Well, that defeats what you just said. I'm afraid
I'm going to go on maternity leave and not get asked back.
Oh, yeah, of course that's what's going to happen. How do you know? That's how we re-signed Nicole.
That's what I'm afraid is going to happen. And I shouldn't feel like that as a woman going on maternity leave.
I think that's why
women put off having kids longer because they're afraid that they're going to get replaced in their career.
I don't know why you feel that way. You have a contract.
I've worked with a lot of strong female co-hosts, and you're probably the best.
Well, thank you.
Because really even these female co-hosts that I worked with, like that are very well known, never opened up like you do and don't have your obnoxious laugh.
And that's what you have to have in order to make it in the biz.
I can't.
That obnoxious laugh?
I can't. I can't do it on command.
And by the way, Roy, you said earlier that Nicole takes after Kobe and she has his drive.
Yeah.
And you made a joke.
Yeah, where's that?
It took Kobe like 4 years to get really good in the NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. He's only been with us for two, so.
You can talk shit all you want.
We're rising.
Trust me. I get the text messages when I'm not here.
It gets better every
year. I get the DMs saying how chaotic y'all sound. Trust me.
Yeah, we get to break the rules when you're not here. I'm trying to think. I want to answer your question now. Who do I? So rephrase your question.
We can do it tomorrow.
I want to think about it. What's the question?
How does the dynamics of the show change when one person's not here? And who is that person?
Oh, this is
and
trickery.
Which
I'm
one
not
do
playing.
You find? And no. it, listen,
He's
we all
searching. He's always searching.
I'm interested because we all know the show is at its best when the four of us are at our best.
Yes, agreed.
So if one person's out, it changes the dynamic.
We're at our best, but we're better when... No, I'm just kidding.
But it's less voices and less crazy when there's two people. But I also think that that's a little more boring. I think our show we've built over 5 years are rhythms, and our rhythms are each one of us talking and giving the personality.
Yeah.
Okay. Think about it.
You know what I do wish we could do a little bit more of?
Brief nudity?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you've got that covered.
But just, so I wish we could, like, kind of talk and, like, I enjoy the Rat Party podcast because we can take pauses
stop
and I can breathe and I can think.
And
I can,
it's long form.
I have a moment to think about what you said and I can respond. But, man, when we're doing the show, it's like, monkey, perform right here. You got to execute the bit because you got to hit the commercial at a certain time.
Roy and I always, like, we go to break, and then we'll sit here and, like, continue discussing something. And he's like, shit, why didn't we say that?
Yeah, that was so good. that's the one thing I hate about our show is that, and I know every research says that we got to play music, whatever. But I think that we'd have such a good show if we did. I really do believe.
But we'd have more time.
And I know, and I don't think we'd be as... busy. Yep. I don't think that we'd be on top of each other every second because right now, you and I, all three of us are like with knives trying to attack each other to get some airtime every 2 seconds.
But that's not intentional.
No, and it's not in a mean way. It's just we're trying to perform to hit the bit and do what we need to do to win.
And bring in you guys, the callers.
Yes.
The callers on top of it too.
Yes. But if we could sit there and you say something and we're laughing and I can pause for a moment and then think and have a different thought, I don't know. I think that'd be good radio. What do I know?
Should we just play the podcast tomorrow, break this podcast up into five different segments and air it?
Yeah.
All right. Rap Party Podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it, everybody. We will see everybody Wednesday.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, and don't forget to have your answers ready for tomorrow's podcast.
Oh, I'm going
to
be talking some shit. Get ready.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.